Tommy Robertson, Dubbo Bay, one of your competitors for that front row spot, but tend to have three blokes in the forward pack just from out west is pretty awesome.
It is, yeah, it is. And yeah, there's plenty of country boys littered through that team and proud countrymen as well, which is what we want to see, you know. Another one who's really taken it on this year is a guy called Alex Newsom from Glen Innes.
Indeed.
Yeah. And he's been fantastic for the Waratahs on the wing. They're really, really balancing out a bit of flair on the other wing. Alex really brings that solid side of his game. So that's been great to see. We've just seen the Central West Guards go in, so I think they'll make it 14-7 if 14, he kicks
14-5-7 if he kicks the goal. And the response from the people, and last night the clubhouse side of the field was absolutely chocker when Central West in the Cold World Cup kicked a penalty goal to beat Newcastle. The pride that those boys show in the Guernsey is something that you can't express in words.
No, that's right. And you've been kind to me there, Jeff, because you've brought up the match where Central West won after the goals, but you didn't bring up how Western Plains knocked off my boys, the Bush Rangers, in the game before. They were 26-30-31. So for the locals to get up, and I watched the Western Plains boys just play in their final before, and I hope it's not too harsh for me to say, but it looked like they may have had a couple of rums after the after beating the Bush Rangers, because they went down in that final, unfortunately. But it's great to see, and so many people, 1,000 people in a 2,500 people town turn up to watch footy. It's just awesome.
Absolutely incredible. You mentioned young Newsom and you mentioned Ned Hennigan. Both of those are Joey's boys. Joey's brought their whole school squads, their first, seconds and their 16s out to town, and they talked about the input that former students have.
Yeah, I think I've been fortunate in the teams that I've got to play for in the lead-up to my opportunity to represent the Waratahs, and Joey's is one of those. Sydney Uni's another. And I think one of the responsibilities that comes with being a player who gets to represent their state is you've got to give back to where you've come from. Now, for me, that's the Bush, mm-hmm. that's Joey's, and that's Sydney Uni. It's great to go back because they're good fellas to work with. I don't know if you had much to do with them when they came out last week. They're all carrying themselves well. Mm. And then, obviously, coming back to the Bush is great as well, mate.
Steve Devine. Now, that's an interesting story. Halfback from Boggabri, who played 10 tests with the All Blacks.
That's right, Steve. He's a Joey's boy as well. That's one of the funny things about rugby is the stories that you get out of it and how people's journeys have sort of unfolded. You know, you hear different ones all the time, but I think certainly as far as interest goes, they wouldn't come much more interesting than a bloke who grew up in Boggabri playing for the Blacks and winning a Bledisloe Cup.
Paddy Ryan, he was big, he was beefy, he had the Bush Ranger beard on. He was a little disappointed that his team was beaten, but I don't know whether you picked up the not-so-subtle sledge. He gave it to the Western Plains boys, many of whom he's good mates with and some he went to school with, but he thought that they might have celebrated on the Saturday night with a few too many rums. They were well beaten, certainly, on Sunday morning, as were the Central West women's team. And they suffered because in the first couple of minutes, the women went out to play, but one of the rules in women's sevens rugby is if you pull the hair, whether accidentally or not, it's an immediate yellow card. You get 2 minutes in the bin. So on a seven-a-side field, and you only have six, it's very hard to match up. And they went a couple of tries down. They did score a couple, but it wasn't enough to get them to go on with it. An amazing couple of days out at Warren, and the reports coming through from New South Wales Country Rugby Union, what an event. Such an amazing couple of days. Thanks to the Western Plains Rugby Union and the Warren Pumas community for hosting. Everyone walked away with a huge smile on their face and a reminder of what New South Wales country rugby is all about.